You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Local mental health agencies around the state say the Department of Health and Human Services refuses to acknowledge a funding shortage that's leaving some of those agencies in serious deficit. Tens of thousands of people eligible for disabled, aged, and blind Medicaid assistance have been transferred to the Healthy Michigan Plan. According to the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan, the problem with that is this. The base rate amount paid to agencies to serve those people through Medicaid is $267. Under Healthy Michigan, it's $29 plus another $15 under temporary assistance for needy families. That's $267 versus $44. The local agencies are expected to offer the same services to the disabled, aged, and blind and dip into their own reserves to make up the difference. Statewide, the association says that's a net loss of revenue of more than $97 million. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says this is just part of the ebb and flow of funding, and it should be expected. Linda Zeller is deputy director over behavioral health and behavioral health and developmental disabilities.
What our actuaries have told us is that this issue they've raised, this DAB to Healthy Michigan or DAB to TANF, is still within normal fluctuation and does not require additional revenue.
The state does not acknowledge that it failed to foresee that this shift of clients from Medicaid to Healthy Michigan would cause this revenue shortage for mental health agencies in the state. To learn more about that, let's turn to Representative Ed Canfield. He's a physician and he chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services. Welcome.
Thank you, Les.
Is the normal ebb and flow of revenue, as the Department of Health and Human Services says, is that what's happening here? Or is this an unforeseen shortcoming of the Healthy Michigan plan?
I think it's a bit of both. That's what we're really trying to sort out at this point.
So people eligible for DAB, that's DAB for Disabled, Aged, and Blind, have been shifted to the Healthy Michigan plan in large numbers recently. Fiscal year 2016, there were 27,000. 2017, there's nearly 42,000. Do you know any reason that the Department of Health and Human Services has been shifting clients from DAB and Medicaid to Healthy Michigan?
Well, I mean, I don't believe that the Department of Health and Human Services is actively shifting people. Now, one thing that may have been discussed is that to be in DAB, you have to go through a process which indicates that you are qualified for disabled, aged, and blind. That is a process that we've determined can take up to 100 days. It's a lengthy process. You have to go to providers. You have to have sign-off. And the opposite side of that, and this is the perceived thought, is that they're given a choice. You can go into DAB, you can be in DAB, but you got to jump through these hoops, or you can go into Healthy Michigan and you don't have to. All you have to do is sign up because you meet income qualifications. And that's really easy for clients. However, for the community mental health organizations, they miss out on that appropriate funding. I think what Linda Zeller is indicating is that when this all gets sorted out, if these people truly do belong in DAB or they do deserve a higher level of care, that will get sorted out. And in the contracts that they've written, I think this is an unintended consequence that you've got to wait a couple of years before we really determine that that happens.
Now, have some of these clients that are being transferred to are entering the Healthy Michigan plan, were some of them already eligible and in DAB for Medicaid?
I believe that is the case, and that's one of the things that we're concerned about, because the Healthy Michigan program was designed for the working poor that were not otherwise covered by a Medicaid product. And we feel that there may be some people moving over that actually do qualify and aren't in a Medicaid product. Now, one of the things we have to be careful about is people may get into DAB when they're being evaluated for disability. Once that evaluation comes from the federal government and it says, no, you do not qualify, you will be moved off of DAB. Consequently, you will qualify for being in Healthy Michigan, and that's part of that migration as well. But I believe there is some problem with what's going on. There certainly is some shift in numbers of people in the different programs, and we really need to get to the bottom of it.
The Community Mental Health Association of Michigan indicates that mental health service funding is really more adversely impacted because 64% of all mental health Medicaid funding is derived from the disabled, aged, and blind population counts, the DAB counts. Was the state agency somehow unaware of the funding shortage that might be caused by transferring DAB clients to Healthy Michigan?
Again, I think this is an unintended consequence if it is occurring. So two things are going on, and I think this is important to understand. Number one, a diminution or a decrease in the number of people that are in or needing the service, and there is some question as to whether some of these clients also are migrating inappropriately from DAB to Healthy Michigan or TANF.
How concerned are you about this? Are you looking into it? Are you trying to find out exactly what's happening here before you have some offer some kind of corrective action?
Oh, we're absolutely looking at it. Several representatives are on the forefront. The leaders are aware of this problem. We've had meetings not only with the department, including Linda Zeller and her crew, but also with community mental health organizations. We have gotten them together to try to better understand this problem, and I think we do have a clear picture of what's going on, and we have asked the important questions that we need to ask to get down to the bottom of the problem, which I will say may take several months to figure out, but we do believe that there's a problem, and we are serious about getting to the bottom of it.
In the meantime, as one agency head told me, these clients are no less disabled, no less aged, no less blind, yet the local agencies are getting much less money and expected to offer the same level of services. So what's the solution in the interim?
Well, we will have to reimburse, I'm assuming, if that is determined to be a problem. I'm saying we, the department, the state of Michigan, and taxpayers will have to make up that difference. And that's an appropriate adjustment if that's the case. The question is it the case we need to get? What we did is we got both parties' numbers folks together to try to iron this out. I think it helped us clarify the problem. We're going to continue to work on it.
That's Representative Ed Canfield. He chairs the House and Appropriations Subcommittee on Health and Human Services. He's also a physician. Thanks for talking with us about this.
Thank you, Les.